All right, ladies and gentlemen, so it's a topic we all feel really passionate about, immigration, when you're with buddies around a barbecue and everyone decides to talk a little bit about the economy. Immigration always comes up, and we want to talk about what we're seeing on the ground. Stay tuned. Billy, 10 o'clock sale last night. 10 o'clock, well done. A 10 p.m. sale.
It was a late night in the office, but we got the job done.
And backing up early this morning.
Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Far out. Immigration, guys and girls, and we're on the northern beaches of Sydney. We're real estate agents. We're dealing with the rental crisis. We're dealing with property prices. We're dealing with interest rate rises. And we wanted to sort of let you know what's exactly happening out there in the streets. Reporting live on the scene, Billy Drury.
Welcome to Australia. Was the show?
Oh, no, welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Well, this I was trying to
pun the thing off, and then Billy goes, "What's Welcome to America? I've never heard of it." And I was like, getting old.
We've got our own. It's it is so interesting to see these staggering numbers coming through, though. We're talking about nearly 600,000 people coming to the country, in all different, you know, walks of life, experience, jobs. Here for different reasons. It's just an amazing
number. I don't believe it.
So everyone's asking, where on earth are all these people going? And we're here to show you that this morning. We're also going to show you what that looks like for property prices.
Yep. And I actually don't believe it, honestly. I'm going to show you the some information on the Australian immigration. I don't believe it's as chronic as everyone's playing out, which is unusual.
Well, to start with, I found a really interesting little bit of information here. This is the top three suburbs for each state, which seen the strongest population growth. So for New South Wales at the top, Victoria, Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia and Tassie down the bottom, you can see the numbers are pretty strong. I mean, for a town of any size, you know, nearly 40,000 at the top. Victoria again, 40,000. It's, you know, it's very, very strong numbers. So I thought that was very interesting to see which suburbs they're tying into. And I think everyone, you know, with their individual states will resonate, you know, why these areas might be, you know, stronger than others. But, you know, Blacktown, Rouse Hill, you know, really strong numbers for that southwest, inner west, Baulkham Hills area for New South Wales.
My punt, affordability. When you're coming to Australia, you're an immigrant, you sit and want to blow lots of cash on you know, stuff, so you probably go to a more least expensive place. And then it begins to cluster because that's where your friends are, sort of thing, and your family.
Yeah, it's established sort of those friendships. So that is interesting. What are you seeing on the ground, Mark? Does this translate to property prices in some of these areas?
Well, I don't believe it, first of all, guys and girls. Have a look at this next graph I want to show you. sorry to be so graphical, but if you look, here I am. Hey! So there was a mass exodus. Students, immigrants were asked to leave. We generally have an intake in Australia for about 300K, but in one particular year, we lost almost 300K. There's the year there, 2021. We lost them all. Now, everyone's going bananas back in now in 2023, saying we've lost control, immigration's doubled, we are doing stupid stuff. But we had a lot of students that had to come back. There was a massive number of those in immigration are actually students that are coming here for an education. And they had to come back. to do their degrees, to complete their courses. So, you know, that there's no bullshit, right? That is the graph for Australian immigration. I know we're in a rental crisis, and I don't really believe we're in a rental crisis over those numbers. Look at the numbers. They are that 2000, if you break that in half like a stick, that 2023, that half of the stick fits into 2021. That's immigration.
Powerful message.
It's bullshit. So, and everyone's saying, oh, you know, it's because we shouldn't be bringing so many people in. We're just doing what we've done the last 10 years. You can see the last 10 years how many people we've brought in.
Yeah, there it is. And, you know, those overseas students coming back, I think it, obviously it's created competition in certain price points, but, you know, that's normal. Then it just turns into, you know, supply issues. So, you know, there's ways to address it. But more importantly, this morning, we wanted to highlight where the population is going and what
it's that graph. Pretty pleased.
There you go. What are your thoughts for the next 12 months population?
I think we'll just stick to that 300,000-400,000 that we've done the last 10 years.
Just keep going at steady pace.
And I think that heat that's in that rental market that I don't think has been generated by immigration, I honestly don't. You can see what I've just shown you. But I think that heat will remain. And I think due to that heat remaining, it would be irresponsible to bring in another 600,000. So I think it'll sit around that sort of 300,000-400,000. We'll just go back to our regular stuff. You know what? 2000, like COVID was a really shit time economically. No one knew what they were doing. And I think, look, I'm not political, but I think they did a great job. I think the governments and the citizens, I think we did real well. So going into, you know, if it's a high interest rate environment market or whatever it is, I feel like the regulators are, you know, sort of know what to do. They certainly knew what to do in uncharted waters of COVID, as much as most people would not agree with me. But I think these are charted waters, you know, these sort of economical woes.
Yeah, I guess that's their job. There's the mentors. That's what they're doing. And anything else to add? Short segment, but very snappy.
No, I think that's great. So nice message out there in immigration. I think it supports the barbecue conversation that people have with friends and family. It's a huge topic. At the end of the day, you put a stupid amount of immigration to a country, it's gonna put pressure on inflation. It's gonna put in pressure on rents, going to put pressure on property prices with so many people, you know, coming in. That's the bottom line. So it is an important thing to talk about. And there's the numbers.
There's the numbers. There's the track record.
Love you. See you. Bye. Thanks, Billy.
See you guys.